Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. Thank you for that very warm Miramichi welcome. First of all, I want to greet all of my colleagues who are here today, not just Tilly, also Gail and Rob and Rosemay. Great to have all of you. Welcome. Again, great to see the Premier, the Mayor, representatives of all levels of government. Mesdames et Messieurs, c'est toujours un plaisir pour moi d'être de retour au Nouveau-Brunswick. It's always a pleasure for me to be back here in New Brunswick, especially here in Miramichi, for the third time, at the mouth of one of the most magnificent river systems in the world. And a place that will be, I remember my last time here, a place that is going to be the home for many decades to come of one of the most important operations of the federal government, that is the pay and benefit system, be here nationally. And I'm pleased to hear that it is slowly ramping up one step at a time. And my friends, in this regard, I don't think I have to remind you, repay some comments to Tilly, that there is no stronger advocate for this region. Indeed, when I talk about announcements like that, I think it is safe to say there has never been a more effective advocate for this region than your current Member of Parliament, Tilly O'Neill Gordon. So thank you, Tilly, for all the work you do. Friends, chers amis, Miramichi est un modèle pour les communautés de partout au Canada, une ville qui peut puiser dans une longue tradition de savoir-faire de résilience devant les défis économiques importants, une ville de gens industrieux qui sont ouverts au changement et savent travailler ensemble, Irlandais, Français, Anglais, Premières Nations, pour n'en nommer que quelques-uns. Miramichi is a model for communities across Canada. It's a city that can draw on a long history of resourcefulness and resilience when facing difficult economic challenges. It's a city of hardworking people who embrace change and know how to work together, Irish, French, English, First Nations, to name only a few, working together to sustain a vibrant community life and to create a bright future for your children. Ces valeurs communes, les amis, la famille, la communauté, le travail, sont profondément ancrés dans cette ville et cette province. These shared values, friends, family, community, hard work, have a deep history across this area and across this province. And while I cannot claim to be from New Brunswick myself, as you know, I have deep roots here and a special affection for this part of the country. Generations of Harpers called this province home. In fact, many of our greatest family stories are set here, starting with Christopher Harper, who settled at Fort Cumberland in 1774, as family lore would have it, attracted here by the lower taxes. So I guess we Harpers haven't really changed. Indeed, our government has worked hard to lower taxes and keep them down. Our business tax rates are now the lowest in the G7, and hardworking Canadian families pay over $3,000 less in federal taxes each and every year than they did before we took office. But lower taxes is only one component of our economic action plan. Nous avons également travaillé très fort pour améliorer l'infrastructure nationale du Canada. En fait, nous avons investi dans le plus important programme d'infrastructure à long terme de l'histoire de ce pays. We have also worked very hard to improve Canada's national infrastructure. In fact, we have created the largest long-term infrastructure program in this country's history. These projects have already created jobs and growth in communities from coast to coast to coast. We have built the roads, bridges, and wharves that hardworking Canadians rely upon to thrive and to prosper. À cet égard, notre gouvernement sait que la pêche est essentielle au bien-être de centaines de milliers de Canadiens et Canadiennes. Et les bateaux qui quittent les ports de partout au Canada ajoutent des centaines de millions de dollars à notre économie chaque année. Nous savons que les pêcheurs et les pêcheuses du Canada sont une importance vitale pour la prospérité de leur communauté, des communautés comme celle-ci. In this regard, our government understands that fishing is fundamental to the well-being of hundreds of thousands of people in Canada. And the boats that leave from harbors all over this country add hundreds of millions of dollars to our economy each year. We know that Canadian fishermen and women are vital to the prosperity of their communities, communities just like this one. Et c'est pourquoi aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux d'annoncer un nouvel investissement considérable dans les ports pour petits bateaux ici au Nouveau-Brunswick et partout au Canada. That's why today I'm very pleased to announce a significant new investment in small craft harbors here in New Brunswick and right across Canada. Here in New Brunswick, we'll invest in 18 projects in places such as Black River and Seal Cove, from Stewarttown to Saint-Édouard-de-Kent. Tout le long de la côte du Nouveau-Brunswick, en fait, à la grandeur du pays, des ports et des canaux seront dragués, des quais seront construits et le littoral sera protégé. All along the New Brunswick coast, indeed all across the country, harbors and channels will be dredged, wharves will be built, and shorelines will be protected. As you know, there is an old inspirational saying urging people to sail away from the safe harbor. Well, to earn their living and to feed other Canadians, that is, of course, what Canadian mariners do all the time. And in return, our government is committed to ensuring that when they come home, they find their harbors well-kept, and safe. That's because, just like the people of New Brunswick, we understand how vital small craft harbors are to jobs, growth, and long-term prosperity for all Canadians from coast to coast to coast. Once again, thank you for your welcome. Merci beaucoup.